Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up, and fight.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Today is Monday, February the 22nd, 2016. And we are so excited about what God is about to take place on our radio broadcast entitled Come Together for a Change. My name is Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host together with my awesome and amazing husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hutton W. Griffith, the gifted and anointed host of our radio broadcast, again entitled Come Together for a Change. I am happy to say that we are streaming live on the internet in the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada, via Blog Talk Radio. God has amazing blessings for you today. So grab your Bible and grab your pen and your paper. And before you do that, give someone a call, text someone, tweet someone. Let them know that Come Together for a Change is on the air right now. We surely don't want them to miss this anointed word of God today. And if perhaps you are tuning in late into our radio broadcast or have missed any of our previous messages, you may simply log into our website at www.meninsearchofchange and then click on the section entitled Come Together for a Change. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and then click the date you wish to hear the entire broadcast. Amen, amen. I have a question to ask. Did you know that God's desire is that we continually progress, that we reach higher heights and we go to new levels? Oftentimes, as soon as we make the decision to step out of faith and obey God, the enemy brings in fear to try to stop us. He'll bring thoughts like, what if you fail? What are others going to think? You don't have what it takes. He'll do his best to use fear and to try to convince us to shrink back and stay where we are. But the Bible says that fear is a spirit. It plays on our emotions and holds us back. But the good news is that we have power over fear. The Bible says that the perfect love casts out all fear. When we receive God's perfect love, we will have confidence about the future because we know his plans and are for our good. I've heard it say that fear is an acronym for, are you ready? False evidence appearing real. Understand that fear is a lie. God has a place of victory in store for you today. You may be facing challenges. You may look around and you may see impossible circumstances. In the natural, it may look like things don't ever change. But God is saying today, quit looking at your circumstances and look up. Lift up your eyes of faith and look beyond where you are, because there is a victory as far as your eye can see. Amen. Remember, those things that you're facing today are only temporary. But God Almighty is eternal. He's a God who spoke the world into existence, and he's a God who set the stars in space. He is more powerful than every obstacle, bigger than any setback. And he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond what you could ever imagine. Today, look beyond your circumstances and set your focus in the right direction. Lift up your eyes and look into Jesus, Hallelujah. The author and finisher of your faith. So today, choose to believe God's word and receive his love so that you can overcome fear and move forward into good life that he has prepared for you. All right. So today, our inspiration will be coming from Sister Mary Bernard, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Sister Mary Bernard, go ahead with your poem.
Okay. Yes. My poem, the title is Martin Luther King. Once there was a man called Martin Luther King. Once he said, "Let freedom ring." He was a man of love. He always looked to Jesus above. He won the Nobel Peace Prize. He was assassinated and died. He had four beautiful children who one day would not be judged for their skin. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that wonderful poem that God has given you to write and continue to do the will of God. Amen?
Amen.
All right. At this time, our topic of discussion today will be, what will you do with the truth? That is a question that you need to ask yourself. What will you do with the truth? The main scripture will be coming from 2 Chronicles, the 34th chapter, the 1st through the 14th verse. So I pray at this time that you do have your Bible, you can turn to 2 Corinthians 34, 1 through 14, and that you have your pencil and paper so that you can take notes as well, because we have a very special guest speaker today. And before I bring him to the podium, let's see what else that we need to say. Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith.
Hello there, all you listeners out there in Radio Line. It's a wonderful privilege to come to you another evening. As my wife told you, we have a special guest who has been on the program before. A chaplain, Ardis Johnson, is going to be speaking to you. I just wanted to get you a verse of scripture in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear of rule, the people mourn. I know that we're in a time of when we're looking at voting, and I just wanted to let you know that we can trust God to give us the kind of leadership that is necessary. So don't forget, before you go and vote, you just pray and ask God who he will have you to vote for, because sometimes our thoughts are not like his, and he has something in store for us. Okay? God bless. And here is Chaplain Ardis Johnson to bring you an interesting message this evening. God bless you. Go right ahead,
Praise
Chaplain
the Lord.
Ardis. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Good evening. Good evening, listeners. Thank you. Thank you very much. We want to thank God for this wonderful opportunity to come before all of his true believers, his soldiers, his warriors. And in reference to what Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith was referring to, fear is something that we have to always be aware of, because fear will definitely blind you to the truth. So you definitely want to have a conscious mind about what it is, the truth. And as I said, the truth is the unveiled reality that lies at the basis of what you see manifested, and without which there is no reality. As we open up our scripture in 2 Chronicles 34, we find young King Josiah, who was 8 years old. He had taken control of the throne. And it says that he did what was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right nor to the left. This is what the word teaches us. See, a lot of people do not want the truth. The word has to be believed because it is the truth. And without belief, we do not receive favor. And Jesus is the word, the truth, and the light. This is why Josiah, he went about to the different temples and the different cities. He was searching the truth because he wanted to see what made his father so great, what made his father's God so great. He was seeking God, the God of his father, and he was going through the temples, and he was looking for the truth. And he wasn't finding the truth according to the word. That's why he began to break down the altars and the bases of his presence. He began to break down the incense altars, which were above them, and he cut them down, and the wooden images and the carved images, he cut them all down. And just like it says in 2 Timothy, that preach the word always, even when it is not what you want to hear and they run away from it with itching ears. The truth is not built to be liked, and we need to come to the reality of God's favor and his grace. Worship the Lord in truth and in revelation. This is what Josiah was seeking for, the truth and the revelations. This is what he was seeking for. He was going around and looking in the eighth year of his reign as he began to pursue these things, all in Azaleah and Messiah, and the government of these different cities, Naphtali and Ephraim. He went to all of these different cities that were in the kingdom searching for the truth. As it says in 1 John 5:6, because we love our brother. But how can we see your brother? How can we see our brother suffer and not help, yet say you know the truth? And in 2 John 8:32, the truth will make you free. Amen. In 2 John 6, it said Jesus is the truth, and he has no limit in the world. And it has no comfort zone. It has to be all over the world, unlike with a fake. With a fake, it has a limit. You know, it's only going to go a certain way. You know, the truth is going to go on and on forever. That's why it is the word. That's why it is the word of the Lord, because it stretches on and it goes on. It stands no matter what. It's not like the wooden image or the carved image that Josiah was tearing down and getting rid of, because he realized, even at that young age, that that was not the truth. A formed image formed by the hand of man is not the truth. Only the word of God is the truth. And Jesus is the word, the truth, and the light. He said we have to believe the coming of Christ. And he will sit on his throne, and we are to inherit our throne and be truthful regardless of the world and make ourselves, as it says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, righteous and be worthy of our inheritance and be willing and ready to not only live by it but die for it as well. This is what Josiah was doing. He said they put it in the hand of a foreman who had the oversight of the house of the Lord, and they gave it to the workman who worked the house of the Lord to repair and restore the house of the Lord, because the house of the Lord was in disarray. The house of the Lord was torn apart by the unfaithfulness of the individuals who were not displaying the truth. This is what we have to do in our lives. We have to make sure that our lives built around the truth. We have to make sure that we're ready to accept the truth. What will we do with the truth? What are we going to do with the truth that we hear each and every day in the world? We hear vague semblance of the truth, but we know that the politicians who are clamoring for our votes these days, they're going to tell us any sugar-coated lie that we want to hear. We have to read between their lines and see where the actual truth is, and where it's going to benefit you and I, as it is written in the Word. For God has already told us the truth; He has already seen it. And it says the Word teaches us to be transformed according to the will of God, and the truth according to His Word, not their Word. but according to his word. That's why it says the truth is the unveiled reality that lies at the basis of what you see manifested. And what you see manifested, the truth is right there underneath it. It might be coming up with a whole bunch of sweet-smelling, good-smelling stuff, good-looking stuff on the truth, on the top and everything, but beneath there is the actual truth. Once you dig down beneath that, or move all of that stuff out of the way, then you will see the truth, and without which there is no reality. This is what we're saying today. We have to look for the reality of what is being said to us. Look for the reality of what is being spoken to us about our lives and our political point of view, because the politicians want you to believe their point of view constantly, but none of them have spoken on the persecution of Christians throughout the world. None of them have spoken on the inability of us to teach our children in school the Bible. None of them have spoken on the practice of carrying a Bible to school. None of them have spoken on the true freedom of religion, which America doesn't really practice, but it has. We're better off than a lot of countries, I may have to admit. But our politicians today are not speaking the truth. If we unveil what they are saying, this is what the message is, to unveil the reality, the unveiled reality that is the basis of what you see manifested in front of you. And seek the truth. Seek the truth. What will you do with the truth when you find it? May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word. Thank you. Amen. 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 God bless you.
Praise God. Thank you very much, Chaplain Artis Johnson, for that word. Now, we're living in a time when the truth is very important, because the word says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. A lot
Amen.
Of us are caught in dishonesty and lies, and we are not able to decipher the truth. But the word of God is true from the beginning, so we have to recognize that truth comes from the word, right? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So therefore, let us be able to look at the truth and speak it. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the answer, the snare of his soul. So let us not be caught up in the lies of the world, but let us speak the truth. And let us recognize that a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir anger. Let us be willing to speak the truth. Let us be willing to do that we know is going to be helpful. Let us be willing to do that we know is going to be important to the body of Christ. You know, the word also say, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. So we don't want to come into destruction. We want to come into honesty, because we cannot afford to be walking around saying things that are not true. We cannot afford
Amen.
To be honest in these days. We cannot afford to be fooling people. We have got to be able to speak the truth, because when we speak the truth, God is able to help us. But when we don't speak the truth, God cannot help us. So let us be willing to speak the truth. Let us put away lying. Let us put away the things that are not good. And I think it's in Ephesians chapter 4, it says that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of a number. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. So we have got to be people of truth. We've got to be people that are willing to say what is truth, what is righteous. We have got to recognize what the word says. When the people when the righteous reign, then the people are in good state.
But we have to recognize that if the righteous are not running, then we are going to be in trouble. All right? So make sure that we are willing to get ourselves with people who are speaking the truth. When the righteous are in authority, the word says, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear fruit, the people mourn. We don't want to mourn. I think that some of us will say we've been mourning for too long. Now is the time for righteousness. Now is the time for truth. Now is the time for honesty. Now is the time for integrity. Let us make sure that we put people in place who are willing to say what is right. Let us make sure that we are putting people in place who are willing to take up the Bible and speak what the Word says, the truth of the Word, and be able to show that God is the God of the impossible. God is the God of the miraculous. God is the God of the supernatural. So now is the time for action, but it is also time for integrity. Now is the time for honesty, that people will go forward and do what is right in this sight. I want to pray for those of you who are listening in today, because I know a lot of you are concerned and probably confused at this time about what is happening with elections. And I believe that you have got to listen to the voice of God. Can you hear God speaking to you as to who to vote, or you are listening to what the people are saying? I want you to listen to the voice of God so that your mind will be open to God's will. Because as long as God is leading, we are going to see the righteous ruling. But when God is not in place, well, then we will have problems, okay? So let us be willing to do what is right. Let us be willing to listen to the voice of God. And even before you go to cast your vote or whatever you have to do, make sure you ask God, Lord, show me your will. Lord, tell me what I should be doing. This is a very serious time in the history of this country, and we are looking forward to God's will being done. We are looking forward to those who are called by the name of the Lord, that we are looking forward for those who are righteous to be in authority, all right, so that we will be able to rejoice, because when the wicked bear fruit, the people mourn. And we don't want to mourn. We want to be able to rejoice and be able to pray.
Amen.
So I want to pray with you now that God will give us the courage and the strength to do what is right. Ask God how to cast your vote. He will tell you. And he is able to lead you in the paths of righteousness. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you right now. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the word from our chaplain, Lord Jesus, as he spoke about that young king who did what was right. He listened to your voice. Lift their people today. Listen to your voice and do what is right so that we shall see favor. Lord Jesus, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. And we want to rejoice. So let your will be done. Help us, Lord Jesus, to see a change in this nation. Let us see a change in every state. Let us understand that if we listen to your voice, you are able to guide us and we are able to make the right decisions. Bless us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Praise his holy name.
Amen. I'm sure that you were truly blessed by the messages that came forth with Chaplain Artis Johnson from Men in Search of Change, from our host today, Senior Chaplain Hudson W. Griffith. Together, those men brought a powerful message. Amen. Amen. And again, the topic was, what will you do with the truth? So have you answered that question yet? The first thing I guess you would say is, what would Jesus do? Just do what is right. That's what you're going to do. Just do what is right. Okay, don't believe any lies, but just believe the truth. Amen. At this time, this is all the time that we do have for our radio broadcast. We want to thank Sister Mary Bernard all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Keep writing appointments that God has inspired you to write. We thank you, Chaplain Artis Johnson, for your wonderful and encouraging words. It was truly a powerful message. Praise God. At this time, we're going to ask that sometime this week, if you we want to know how you perceive our radio broadcast. So we're asking you to drop us a line. Our address is Come Together for Change at P.O. Box 90553, Henderson, Nevada, 89009. Or you could simply email us at hwgministries@gmail.com or sgriffith2010@aol.com. And if you're ever in need for prayer, any type of prayer for any reason or counseling, feel free to call Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith at 702-454-5717. Thank you again for listening to Come Together for a Change. We pray that you were blessed with the wonderful teaching that you did here on today, and that you will have a life-changing, our prayer answer glorious week until we meet again on radio next Monday. And next Monday's date will be the last day of February, February 29th. Again, for all you guys out there that are celebrating birthdays in the month of February, we just want to say God bless you and happy birthday. And this year, for those of you who have a birthday on the 29th, amen? Anyway, you take care. God bless you. Remember that it is not what you were that matters, but what you are and what you will be. Change your knowledge so that you can change your thinking and find the potential in you to fulfill God's given destiny. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us.